is our returning champion, Frank LaSpina from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Frank play for Living Room Furniture, valued at $5,010. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird, valued at $19,320 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Good to have you here. And delighted to have you with us here for Sale of the Century. Let us welcome back our champion from Las Vegas, Nevada, Frank LaSpina. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Jim.
You've been doing very well. You've been with us a couple of shows. You've passed on a nice jukebox, but you picked up a lot of little things along the way with the Fame Game and Instant Bargains. You know what your total is?
The suspense is killing
me. All right, I'll tell you. You've got in cash and prizes so far $3,108, including his and her color TVs, washer and dryer, china, a lot of cash. Now, you've bought $150 in your bank, so a win today with just $25. That's all it would take. All you really have to do is win. I'm sure you'll have more than $25, and you can have that living room set, and I know you're a newlywed, and you've been eyeing that.
Sure have.
All right, well, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hi there, Summer. Going out for the evening again.
By the way, I love that dining room set myself.
Very pretty.
Gorgeous. I would love to have that in my home.
Okay, who'd you bring us?
This challenger is a devoted animal lover from Sausalito, California. Give a warm welcome to Valerie Hirschfeld.
Hello there, Valerie.
And this man gets high in his spare time. From Natchez, Mississippi, here is Dwayne Hurt.
Hello there, Dwayne. Oh. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Dwayne, you gets high in his spare time. What does that mean?
Well, I got tired of paying speeding tickets, so I learned how to fly, and now I go from point A to point B without getting stopped.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. That should be a lot of fun, though.
It is.
Nice to have you here with us from Mississippi.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Valerie, a devoted animal lover.
Yes, I work with an organization to rescue seals who've been orphaned or sick or injured, and we rehabilitate them, make them healthy and happy, and send them back home.
Well, that sounds like terrific work. That's very nice. Nice to have you here with us as well. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you all off with $20. The player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. And let's get started with this question for five. In which Mel Brooks film did actor Cleavon Little ride into town, Frank?
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, on a Gucci saddle. As a matter of fact, Blazing Saddles it is. $5 for the correct answer. Frank goes to 25. Name the American company that trains its new employees at a place called Hamburger University. Frank?
McDonald's.
That's right. It is McDonald's. Frank has another five. I understand they worked their buns off there. I'm sorry about that. Name the animal which always appears somewhere on the cover of Playboy. Frank!
A rabbit.
Rabbit? Bunny, you got it for another five, and Frank with a $15 lead. The adage tells us that a chain is only as strong as its, Frank?
Weakest link.
Oh, the champion on a bit of a roll now with a $20 lead there. Yes, indeed. He's correct again. What would you do with a Demitasse? Frank?
Drink from it.
Yeah, I wear mine, but you could drink. Did you say drink from it?
Yes.
I gotta check with my judge. He'll accept that. Okay. He wanted to hear drink. You got it. And you've got another five going up to 45. And it is instant bargain time. And Frank, your choice to instant bargain very easy now because you got a $25 lead. Player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time with a $25 lead, Frank. How about this?
Frank, raise a toast to the host with this selection of musical steins, formed in original molds and each commemorating a special time or event. These lovely steins are colored by hand and may become collector's items in years to come. Furnished by Mole and Sons, these gorgeous steins are normally priced at $497. Today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Oh, they're very nice. Very nice. I love that music from the Student Prince, too. $497 for $6. You interested in that, Frank?
Interest me some more.
Interest you some more. I'll interest you a little more because you've got a big lead. You've got a $25 lead. I will interest you to the tune of $200 in cash, making it a $697 bargain for six. You'd still have a $19 lead. Going once, going twice, no sale. didn't interest him enough. Was that your wife's voice?
I hope not.
Fine, you'd be in trouble if you didn't buy it then. Frank hangs on to a $25 lead. Back with this. Name the classic film in which a character named Rick Blaine says, Frank.
Here's looking at you, kid, Casablanca.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Got the whole thing, including the code here. That's another five. Casablanca's what we wanted. You're up to 50. What is the national three-digit area code for a toll-free number? Dwayne.
800.
800 it is, Frank. And Dwayne gets $5. You're up to 25. Yeah. Name the book which traced the family tree of Alex Haley. Dwayne.
Roots.
Roots is exactly what it is. Two in a row for Dwayne. He goes to 30. Yes. Time now for the Fame Game, as the players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. You're not playing for dollars, but for a pick of that board. Buzz in when you know a famous thing. I am a Broadway musical that was first performed in 1975. I am based on actual tape recordings of real dancers. Auditioning, Valerie.
Chorus Line.
Chorus Line is what it is, Valerie. You're right. And Valerie, you've got that pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Number seven, please.
And behind number seven, we have vacuums. Royal Vacuums, including the Handy Prince handheld portable. Features metal construction and revolving brush, just like the big ones, for quick, easy cleaning most anywhere. Furnished by Royal Appliances.
Well, they're very nice. They're yours to keep. No matter how you finish in the game, you got your first prize, so you can relax. Makes it a little easier for you. Why don't we all relax here for a moment while you watch this? Champion Frank Lestina already has enough money for that living room set, but of course he must win. His lead right now is $20 over Dwayne, $30 over Valerie. We're back with this. In an Italian restaurant, what will you get when you order risotto? Valerie.
Pasta.
No. Rice. Risotto is rice. You lose $5 for that
my
one down
accent.
To 50. What, Valerie?
With my accent, I might get pasta.
That's right. With your lousy Italian, you never know what you're going to get. I got little squid one time. One of the milestone albums by this musical superstar was titled Highway 61 Revisited. Frank. Bob Dylan. I was going to give you Bob. If you waited just a moment, we looked for Dylan. You lose $5 down to 45. Sorry about that. What device should you find attached to a chain known as a fob? Dwayne?
A watch.
A watch is exactly what it is. And Dwayne pulls it with $10 a Frank. It's 1,300 times the size of the Earth, and it is the largest planet. Dwayne?
Jupiter.
Jupiter is indeed the largest planet in our solar system. Yeah. Matter of fact, it's interesting to note you can put all of the other planets inside of the planet of Jupiter. That's how large it is. Well, Frank, now, an instant bargain, and you have the lead. But I must tell you, your lead is just $5. Listen to the maestro here.
Frank, take note of this great gift. A sensational computerized keyboard. The two of you just may make beautiful music together. A compact synthesizer with a big musical sound and a case furnished by Reed's Music Store. This keyboard is normally priced at $1,995. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $12.
Summer, you did your part great. But the Phantom of the Opera should have kept the mask on. It's $1,995. That is a beautiful, beautiful item, Frank. But it costs $12. You've got a $5 lead. I know you like the living room furniture. I'll help you somewhat. I'll knock $4 off that price. You can have the keyboard worth just $5 short of $2,000 for $8. You'd be trailing by three. Going once, going twice, no sale on the keyboard. Dwayne started to close in on and made buying a little bit more difficult. Back to business. Which Olympic event takes its name from the Greek word for five, Dwayne?
The pentathlon.
This is the five different contests. Pentathlon it is, and Dwayne's highest rank for first place. What kind of leaf is depicted on the national flag of Canada? Dwayne.
The maple leaf.
Maple leaf it is, and the challenger Dwayne goes into the lead by five. At one time, this European country had counties named Inverness, Argyll, Dwayne.
That would be Ireland.
No. Aberdeen and Angus, Scotland. The other one, Scotland. Dwayne takes a backward step, losing five. And again, it's a tie with Dwayne and Frank at 45. In 1964, this president declared a war, Frank?
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
On poverty, Johnson it is. Frank took a chance, it paid off, and he's got the lead again by five. What sport utilizes the expressions foil, lunge, Dwayne?
That would be fencing.
It is indeed fencing, and Dwayne ties Frank for first place at 50. Yes. Talking about fencing, this happened, it's true. In Cape Town, South Africa, a swordsman named El Hakim asked a volunteer from the audience to check the sharpness of the sword's blade. He brought him up. Before he could explain exactly what he meant, the volunteer grabbed the sword and plunged it right into El Hakim's shoulder. I guess the volunteer missed the point. After that outrageous pun about missing the point, our cameraman philosopher Wayne said, "Do the writers go back on strike?" That hurt, Wayne. Frank and Dwayne both at $50, Valerie at $15. Fame game added a $15 money card up there on the board. We're looking for a famous person. I was born about the year 82 BC, probably somewhere in what is now Italy. I belong to an influential noble family and served in the Roman army in Egypt. Frank, taking a chance?
Julius Caesar.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 50, but you are out of the question. We'll clear the board, and for Dwayne and Valerie, I'll continue. I was elected tribune in Rome as Caesar's representative and was second in command when he defeated Pompey. Dwayne.
Mark Antony.
Mark Antony is who it is. Yes, indeed. Well, Dwayne, you're in a tie with Frank right now, and a big break because you've got that pick of the board.
For some reason, five feels good.
And behind number five, we have $5!
It feels good enough to get Dwayne into the lead because we add that five to his score. He goes to 55. Frank, you're back in now, all three players in this. Name the man who was found guilty and fined $100 for violating Tennessee's law against teaching. Frank?
Scopes.
The theory of evolution in 1925. Yes, indeed. It was a $100 fine for John Scopes. You are right, and you tied Dwayne at 55. Scopes monkey trial, of course. The accordion-like device used to blow air into flames, Dwayne?
It's a bellows.
It's a bellows. That's exactly what it is. Good anticipation. Dwayne back into the lead. Name the great silent film director who gave us the lovable... Right?
Charlie Chaplin.
Oh. Keystone Cops, I was going to say. And that, of course, is Max Sennett. And the champion takes a backward step, losing five. Well, Dwayne, here's a break for you because you've got a $10 lead. The opportunity is yours. And I got to tell you, Dwayne... this is a great instant bargain.
Dwayne, this trip is letter perfect to the tropical paradise of Aruba. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 1 week at the TVDV Beach Hotel in Aruba, one of the most intimate and charming in the Caribbean, furnished by the TVDV Beach Hotel. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $2,278. Today on sale of the century, tours for only $17.
Oh, Dwayne, is that great? A trip to Aruba, or as Karen would say, Aruru. Get it around here. $2,278 trip, sensational trip, $17 it would cost you. You're ahead by 10. I love ties. I'm going to knock $7 off the price. You'd be in a tie with the champion and be off to Aruba for 10 bucks. Going once, he's going to go to Aruba. How could you resist such a bargain? Enjoy that. We've got a tie. We go down to the wire right after this commercial timeout. Players from across the country. Dwayne from Natchez, Mississippi at 50. Valerie from Sausalito, California, 15. And Frank from Las Vegas, also at 50. Back with this. Who was England's queen at the height of the British... Frank?
Victoria.
At the height of the British Empire in the 19th century, Queen Victoria. She came with her own band. Yes, you've got another prize. Frank goes to 55. In what European capital city could you visit the Acropolis? Dwayne?
In Athens, Greece.
Yes, they are very quick. I didn't even get the chance to finish the Acropolis. You are right, and you tied Frank again at 55. In what area of literature are the names Gerard Manley Hopkins, Dwayne?
That would be psychology.
No, Hopkins. I was going to say then Ezra Pound and Dylan Thomas. Poetry is what they had in common, and you lose five. Down to 50. Frank's got a $5 lead. But Valerie, you're not out of it either because there's a big $25 money card up on that board someplace. Third and final crack of the fame game. A famous place. I now include four main wings that form a rectangle surrounding a courtyard. Dwayne.
The Louvre in Paris.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, a break for the champion and for Valerie as Dwayne stays at 50, but out of the question, we clear the board. Continue for Valerie and Frank. In 1703, John Sheffield, an English duke, built a home that now forms the oldest part of me. Valerie.
Windsor Castle?
No. Oh, a big break for the champion. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. Please don't shout out any answers. King George III bought the house, enlarged it, named it the Queen's House. Every day, visitors can visit red-coated centuries, perform their famous changing of the guard in front of me. I am the London residence of the British royal family. I am what palace?
Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace. It had to be, yeah. Frank, big opportunity for you. You've got a slender $5 lead, but the pick of the board is yours.
I'm going to try six again.
And behind number six, we have
$10. But Frank finds a $10 money card. We add that to his score, and he has a $15 lead now as Frank goes to 65. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Frank at 65, Wayne back in at 50, Valerie back in at 15. Good luck as we start the speed round now. In literature, what color was Moby Dick? Wayne.
He was white.
Right. Who invented the telephone? Wayne.
Bell.
Right. What famous spy was introduced in the novel Casino? Dwayne.
James Bond.
Right. From 1962 to 1981, who was called America's most trusted nightly newsman? Dwayne. Time. What popular drink comes in both Pilsner and Lager? Frank.
Beer.
Right. In which U.S. state would you find the Grand Canyon? Frank.
Arizona.
Right. What name is given to the opening of the iris through which light? Dwayne. Time. Name the instrument meteorologists use to measure. Valerie.
No.
No. Who was the third president of the U.S.? Frank.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Dwayne.
The Atlantis.
Time. In what country would you find Europe's longest river, the Volga? Dwayne.
It would be in Hungary.
No. Before it gained independence, time is up. And Frank, you have done it. You won it again. We'll be back in just a moment with a very happy champion. First of all, the longest river in Europe, the Volga, is located in Russia. One of the seven wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens, I was going to say. Babylon is what we're looking for in the answer. And meteorologists use a barometer, Valerie. And the opening of the iris to which light enters, that is the pupil. And the most trusted nightly newsman till 81, oh, that was Walter Cronkite. And Casino Royale was with James Bond. Didn't get a chance to finish that. Well, Dwayne and Valerie, you're not going home empty-handed. Dwayne, you have a sensational trip to Aruba with the cash in front of you. You are over $2,300, so a very good one-day stay. Valerie, you've got all that vacuuming equipment with the cash in front of you. You are over $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well. But Frank Lispina gets to go look again at some wonderful furniture he has been eyeing. Come on, Frank, let's go shop. Well done. Pulled it out. He pushed you for a while, but you pulled it out. You've got up now, adding that money to your previous total, you're up to $230. You have enough money. Just say yes, and you can have this.
Add a little life to your living room with a beautiful three-piece grouping. The accent is on contemporary living with this sofa and matching love seat in luxurious leather with an elegant table of chrome and marble from Finlandia. This living room grouping, normally priced at $5,010, it's yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Over $5,000 worth of furniture, just $175. You've got $230, so you can easily afford that. Just say yes, and you can take it. Now, the next thing up the line, $30 more away, but of course another win, is the TV, the VCR, and the stereo, which you've already seen. Something you haven't seen. You're a newlywed. How about a lovely belated honeymoon? Get the $445, and you and your wife, Nina, it is, yes?
Nina.
You and Nina might enjoy this.
Shout ooh-la-la, because you're off on a fabulous ballooning adventure over the French countryside. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Paris. From there, you'll be driven to your storybook French chateau for a 12-day vacation. On your daily balloon trip, you'll see lush countryside, French vineyards, and even legendary castles. This trip, normally priced at $12,000, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Get the $750, we'll give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $62,000.
Total of $117,099. I know you've been eyeing that living room furniture. I know you are a newlywed. You're on the spot. So let me bring out somebody to help you make this decision as well, all right? Come on up here. This is lovely Nina, the newlywed. Nina, come on up here. You two talk it over, because you've got to make the decision together whether you're going to take that living room set and leave, or take the risk that you can continue to win and maybe get something better along the way. I know he likes that living room set. Talk about it. We'll get the decision right after this.
I'd like to take the living room set.
Now, Summer and I are coming back. This has been a very serious discussion these two have been having. We just walked away so they could think about it. You've got enough money for the living room set. You can take the living room set and leave, or put the money in the bank. You'd have to win again, and another $30 would get you the 45-inch TV, the VCR, and the stereo. Frank, what's it going to be?
Jim, we just love the living room furniture. I feel very grateful to take it and run.
So, all right, enjoy that. And with everything else, Frank got a great total. You two, much happiness. $8,118 in cash and prizes. Frank and Nina have it going on, and they're leaving us, and we wish them well. We will challenge us next time, another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. Join us on Sale of the Century. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Congratulations.
Oh, boy, are you happy.